It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024, and I'm Dave Sulp. Four things to know today. AI hacking on March Madness bets and rising cyber frauds, a costly season for U.S. businesses. Ransomware gangs' ego battles and stolen password tactics, unveiling the chaos behind the cyber threats. Tech support scams leading to a $26 million FTC settlement, highlighting a need around industry standards. And EU cloud trade body calls for an investigation into Broadcom's VMware licensing changes, citing market harm. This is the business of tech. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSBradio and use the code MSBradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. The NCAA's March Madness began today. Now, this isn't a sports show, but you knew a tech angle was coming, right? Data released by AdviseX indicates that AI hacking of March Madness betting is expected to cost U.S. companies record amounts in 2024, with an estimated revenue loss of over $18.3 billion. Seasonally, we're also in the tax season in the U.S. Microsoft warns of a phishing campaign targeting earlier tax filers, where malicious emails containing a blurred document lead users to a fake website. Clicking on the attachment installs malware that steals account credentials. Scammers trick vulnerable taxpayers using social engineering techniques, AI-generated emails, and deepfake images. According to the FBI's annual Internet Crime Report, Americans lost a record $12.5 billion to online fraud last year, with investment fraud and cryptocurrency scams being the most damaging type of crimes. Business email compromise scams and ransomware attacks also contributed to the alarming increase in cyber fraud. However, the report highlighted the positive effects of the IC3's recovery asset team in freezing over $538 million and recovering more than 70% of funds in some instances. According to more FBI data, Americans lost approximately $1.3 billion in 2023 to scammers impersonating government officials or tech support agents. These scams have increased, with losses growing more than sevenfold since 2019. Tech support scams, in particular, have significantly increased, and older people are more vulnerable to them. Impersonation scams have become easier due to generative AI tools and the popularity of remote work. And relevant to this audience, per a threat report from Red Canary, IT help desk workers are increasingly targeted by cyber criminals who often impersonate employees to request changes to identity and access management controls. These attacks can lead to the takeover of user accounts, data theft, crypto mining, or destructive attacks. Sophos has released its 2024 threat report, highlighting the major cyber threats small and medium-sized businesses face. The report reveals that keyloggers, spyware, and stealers accounted for nearly 50% of malware detections for SMBs in 2023. Initial access brokers also use the dark web to target SMB networks or sell access to already compromised networks. Ransomware remains the biggest threats to SMBs, with Lockbit, Akira, and Black Cat identified as the top ransomware gangs. Business email compromise attacks are also increasing in sophistication, with attackers engaging in conversational emails and using new formats for malicious content. Why do we care? Seasonal tie-ins are useful to keep the threat top of mind, although I'll temper that by noting the constant threat level. My key insight is this: cybersecurity is an ongoing base service offering, and you'll want to temper it with a solid basic hygiene strategy. Most businesses should do that. investments in law enforcement appear effective too. A 70% recovery level is a pretty good number, with some room for improvement. So let's talk about the threat actors on the other side. From Axios, according to experts, ransomware attackers are often ego-driven and willing to scam each other. They are not the organized criminal masterminds that organizations may perceive them to be. Recent incidents, such as the self-implosion of the ransomware gang behind the attack on Change Healthcare, highlight the infighting and lack of trust among cyber criminals. Entry-level hackers have become more valuable in the ransomware-as-a-service model, leading to constant infighting between operators and freelance hackers. Victims should be aware that paying the ransom does not always guarantee the deletion of stolen data, and there may need to be a shift in mindset to stop paying and encourage cybercriminals to change their tactics. Hackers increasingly rely on stolen passwords and legitimate user accounts to infiltrate companies, making it harder to detect their activities. Reports from CrowdStrike and IBM highlight the growing trend of hackers using passwords obtained from data breaches. Using stolen passwords and account sessions has been the root cause of high-profile attacks, emphasizing the need for stronger security measures such as multi-factor authentication and implementing a zero-trust security framework. Why do we care? I focus on using the cyber criminal and organized crime persona to reinforce that attackers are systemized and more professional than the lone wolf basement script kiddie persona often stuck in business leaders' mind. Tony Soprano as organized crime is a useful mental model. Tommy Shelby in Peaky Blinders works too. Remember that part of that persona is the frequent fighting and infighting between and within gangs. No honor among thieves is a saying for a reason. That doesn't make them less effective. Two tech support companies have agreed to pay $26 million to settle charges from the Federal Trade Commission for scamming people into buying unnecessary computer repair services. The companies used deceptive marketing schemes targeting primarily older adults and lured victims through pop-up ads for free virus scans. The scammers then convinced victims to purchase repair plans and download software that gave them remote access to the victims' devices. And not alone in distrust. From the information, Microsoft's security breaches have raised concerns among its biggest customers, particularly in the U.S. government. After a series of hacks exploiting Microsoft software, the U.S. State Department has started moving its data to servers of other cloud providers like Amazon Web Services and Google Cloud. The agency is also considering larger cloud deals with those rivals. The UK government failing to address the national cyber threat posed by ransomware is causing criticism. The government rejected key recommendations from a parliamentary committee report, including stripping the Home Office of its responsibility to tackle ransomware. The committee expressed deep concerns about the government's lack of preparation and planning, stating that the UK remains exposed and unprepared in the face of this threat. Why do we care? Remember, those companies look the same as yours from a customer perspective. There's no licensing, there's no industry validation. The person who cuts my hair has more licensing requirements than those responsible for my data integrity. That said, there are laws. Violating them is a distinct bar for conduct, and governments are both critical and criticized in this space. The Broadcom and VMware story continues to evolve. Broadcom is facing criticism from a European cloud trade body, CISPE, over changes it made to VMware licensing structures. CISPE has called for an investigation into Broadcom's action, claiming the changes will harm the region's cloud infrastructure. Broadcom's acquisitions of VMware in 2023 has simplified software licensing, with customers being pushed toward a subscription-only model. CISPE argues that this move, coupled with dramatic price hikes, is holding the sector to ransom and limiting customer choices. The trade body has called for Broadcom to be recognized as a designated gatekeeper under the Digital Markets Act. Why do we care? I'm slightly out of order for those on the podcast feed, as I also covered their new white label option on the live show yesterday. That'll drop in this feed on the weekend. Way to really step in it, Broadcom. Is it illegal? I don't think so, but I'm not a lawyer, and especially not an EU one. Just note that making this significant change to your business model is different. With as many breaches and security concerns as I report in this show, it should be obvious that cybersecurity is not just about technology, but also the human expertise needed to interpret and respond to complex threats. Huntress is focused on elevating SMBs and MSPs around the world. Huntress has a suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC, dedicated to continuous monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. And the proof is the execution. Huntress is the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Want to know more about the platform? Visit huntress.com/MSBradio to learn more. Thanks for listening. It's National Common Courtesy Day. That's one I think we should do every day. Have a question you want answered? We take listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@msbradio.com. I answer those listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. Next week, 3 p.m. You got a comment or a thought? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out to me on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit msbradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of the Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.